presentation and working step one, and I'll turn the time over to Connie.
Hi, everyone. I'm Connie, Grateful Recovering COSA.
Hi, Connie.
I just wanted to talk a little bit tonight about the powerlessness. For me, when I first came into program and they're suggesting that I admit that I'm powerless, to me, that week. And so I had a really concept, just a hard time understanding. People would talk about being powerless, and logically, maybe I was powerless over, you know, my husband and things like that. But it was really confusing for me because on one hand, I really felt like I did have some power. I would tell him what he needed to do for my his program, and he would say, oh, you're right. That's a great idea. And I thought, well, see, I'm not totally powerless. I mean, I have good ideas for him. And then if I would talk with anybody about what was going on in my marriage or my husband's behavior, they would say, oh, that's terrible behavior. You need to support him, and you know, and so me, I was thinking, well, I really do have some power, and sometimes it would work. I would snoop, and I would find information, and then I would bring it to my husband, and he would say, sorry, right, I'm going to change. So, see, power. I have soul here. The problem, he really changed. He just got smarter what he did and how he did it. And he just got more speedy and become realization and really accept that I am really powerful, whole places, things, and especially outcomes. I had to stop trying to control outcomes, thinking that I had control of outcomes, because I really didn't. And once I really looked at it honestly and realized that I thought I had power, but it was really just a lie. It was an illusion. And I think I wanted to believe the illusion because I felt safe. Because if I had something to do, then I had some sort of control over it. So for me to say I'm powerless, well, crap, what do? Who's going to save my husband now, you know? So it was hard to really admit that on a deeper level. I think I admitted it, you know, in group and, you know, when I'm writing my steps, but did I really believe it? You know, maybe all of you guys were powerless, but I just had just a little bit of control, just a little bit of power. So I had to really let go of that and really look honestly at that situation. And the funny thing happened that when I let go of that idea and I admitted I'm powerless over people, place, things, outcomes, my husband's addiction, what people said, then that's when I really started to own my own power, and which was a really blessing in my life. And so when I admitted I was powerless over outcomes, then I could stop trying to control, and then I could start focusing on my energy on what I could do, what I do have control over. And that was really powerful for me because I didn't have to mull it over and keep trying to control somebody else. I could look at it differently and say, what can I do? And that required me to look in the mirror and start taking care of me. But that really empowered me, and that's when I really started growing. Just have a few examples of how I step one this week in over situations. I just want to kind of share some of the examples with you. Went to the Cardinals, and I was so excited. My husband got tickets, and I wore my Larry Fitzgerald 11. So excited. We got over there, and we got out of the car. And next thing I know, I was like, wow, it's really and I hear this black jersey. And then we had to get in this line to get over to the stadium. And he had to stand in the line, and oh my gosh, it was hot. And there's a lot of people. And when we got over there, then we had to go through the security thing. You know, we had to go get off the bus and go through this little maze and then start up to the security thing. And we get up to the first security thing, and they stop me, and they say, oh, I'm sorry, ma'am, but you're not allowed to bring your purse in. And I was like, what? Well, this is the first time I've known about it. Well, I'm sorry, there's been signs all through, ma'am, you know. And I'm thinking, well, I passed at least, you know, 10 security people. This is the first time anyone has said anything to me. And I start getting angry because I'm hot and I'm angry. And now I have to turn around and go all the way back, get on the dang bus that had no air conditioning, and then, you know, take my purse back to my car. And so I started going back, and I did notice all the signs that said about the purse, you know. But I started complaining, and I was mad. Why is it so hot? Why do we even live here? I knew I shouldn't wear this jersey, and then I started putting it on my husband, because he's like, hey, do you want to wear my jersey? And I'm like, why did he even ask me that? Doesn't he know? And blah, blah, and I'm complaining, and I'm getting angrier. And then when I got the purse in the car, and then we had a longer line, because now it was later, and we were going to be late getting into the stadium and going through the security, and I was angry and a mess, and I was complaining over everything. And it dawned on me, Connie, this is step one. You are powerless. You're powerless over the heat. You're powerless over the fact that, you know, you cannot take your purse into the stadium. And, you know, you're here with a bunch of people, and we're in line, and we feel like cattle, and you're going to be late for the game. And, you know, you are powerless. You have no control over the outcome. And when I admitted that to myself, I felt free, because now I didn't have to sit there and complain about every security guard and stupid rules and how they should have told me and blah, blah, blah. But I was able to accept it, and then I could choose what I could focus on. And I chose to focus on, you know what? We're going to be in the stadium soon. We're still going to have a good time. I was with my husband and, you know, spending quality time together. Once I stopped bitching, excuse my language, and I could focus on the fact that, you know, I got a lot of good exercise today. And once I let go of all those things I couldn't control, I realized everything I did have control over. Totally changed the whole day, because the old me would have been mad the whole time, even when we got in there. And, you know, there were crazy stuff happening around us, so it would have been just one of those crazy times. But because I let go and I said, this is step one. And then I could move on, because there are a lot of things I could do. But when I'm stuck in trying to control something, I don't give myself time for the solution. I just stick in the problem. So that was one example. You know, my other example was, you know, I asked my husband to do the dishes, and he did not do the dishes. And so I came in the house, and I found myself complaining. And I thought, and Connie, this is I'm really powerless than if he didn't do the dishes. And again, the power, I have a choice here. Can sit and complain and get stuck in the fact that some what I wanted them to do. Or I could have control, figure it out, I can take care of myself, I can share my feelings. I told my husband, you know, you didn't do the dishes and you said you would. It doesn't help my trust. And that's what I said. And it was okay. It was okay. And so I am just noticing how step one is just really showing up for me every day. And I was just talking to someone earlier today who was, you know, saying, why is all step one happening? I'm on a different step. And we're talking about we're always on step one. You know, every single day we're on step one. And so I would just encourage you to look for how you can apply this in all areas of your life, in the little things, and then maybe it will be easier to apply it in the bigger picture of COSA. Let's see if I had anything else. I wrote down, when I admit powerlessness, then I can adjust my attitude and stop fighting that I have no control, fighting that which I have no control over. And I realize when I fight, that makes me feel powerful. When I'm in the fight, somehow I feel like I have power, and it's just a lie because I'm fighting for things that I really have no control over. And my real power comes when I have acceptance. When I have acceptance, then I can change. But if until I accept it, I can't. I can't make that change. Let's see. I also wrote, when I admit powerlessness and unmanageability, I give myself permission to focus on me, and I give my higher power the outcome. And I invite my higher power in my life and realize that I don't have to try to control the outcome, whether someone works a program, whether they don't, you know, whether the sun is making me hot or not. And then I can turn over to my higher power. And when I can open my arms and accept my higher power's love, my higher power makes everything work out okay. And it gives me an opportunity to trust that, you know, my higher power has my best interest, you know, for my highest good. And so when I am able to let go and admit that I really do have no power and control, I'm inviting my higher power into my life. Because when I am in control, I'm doing my will, I don't have room or time for my higher power. In fact, I'm usually mad at my higher power because I can blame my higher power for a lot of things. So those were just some thoughts that I had and some experiences that I had this week that I thought might be helpful to examine, you know, how I really don't. I'm powerless over outcomes. But when I let go, I really find out that I do have power over what I can do and my attitude and how I accept things. And with that, I'll pass.
Thanks, Tammy.